Yeah, it is Thursday morning, and these guys are about to kill me. And we're going to start something new with Bauman. I'll let him explain.
It's called Drunk or Kid. We're going to tell a story.
What about drunk and kid?
And we have to decide if that person was drunk at the time or they were a kid at the time.
And then, like he mentioned, he was that way. Both.
A drunk kid?
Yeah, he was a drunk kid.
Yeah, chocolate wasted. Chocolate wasted like grown-ups.
He was milk drunk.
Yeah. All right, he's been food drunk ever since he got to where he could chew. All right, Bauman, you go first.
All right, so I was hanging out at my friend's house. We were watching some March Madness, and we were sitting around chilling out. It was over. It was about 10 o'clock. I passed out on the couch, woke up. They had shoved a cookie in my pants.
I hope drunk.
I'd say you were drunk.
Wrong.
Huh. Were these friends the same age as you? Do you need to talk about anything with us, Alex?
Yeah, he's going to expound on this. He's got to ask questions.
What was the cookie?
That was his name. I knew that was the next question.
I thought it was going to be, could I eat the cookie?
Yeah. Could I eat the cookie?
No, I don't want the cookie now. I don't. I'm not.
Wow. So we were in, what was this, third grade? It was a friend's birthday party. We were watching March Madness, and I had passed out. I was usually the first or second person at a birthday party to fall asleep. So unlucky me. That's the first person that gets pranked. And their prank was stuffed cookies in my pants. Wow. See if I noticed.
All right, so what's your next one's Giddens?
I don't know if I can top that. I mean,
come on.
Passed out with cookies.
I did not eat the cookie, Giddens. It got thrown away.
What a waste.
And it was chocolate chip.
Classic. So my story, one of my stories is me and some friends of mine were out to eat, and we were at a buffet. I will not name the buffet to keep the innocent's names out of it. But we were there, and we decided we wanted to hang out there in order to get a second meal. So we essentially buffet filibustered, where we would go up periodically and just get a plate with a piece of bread on it, and we would nibble on it until we were ready to eventually go back and get full plates again. And we spent a total of just over 4 hours at this said establishment before we left.
By the way, that's one meal for him. Drunk or kid? I'm going to say drunk.
Drunk.
Correct.
All right. I got a story for you. True story. Some guys were getting together and had a little party. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what age, but to play a joke on somebody, once this person fell asleep, we took their underwear. They're only one good pair of underwear they had for the rest of the trip, rest of the party. Soaked it in water under the faucet and put it in the freezer. Drunk or a kid?
Kid. That's something a kid would do. Drunk. But y'all some kid. I'm going to go kid still.
It was a kid. Yeah.
I'm bad at this game.
Had a party and, had sleepover friends and, yeah. Took somebody's underwear and soaked them in water, put them in the freezer, and boy, it was, whew. We wanted to put them in the dryer. We wouldn't let him. That's cold.
I bet it was.
Yeah, I bet it was.
All right, Bauman, second one for you.
It was about July, summertime, extremely hot outside, midday. We had an above-ground pool. So I decided with my funny self, hot. I'm hot. I'm sweating. I'm going to go into the pool with no clothes on.
Skinny dipping. See, I don't go skinny dipping. I have to go chunky dunking.
It was at our house, in our backyard, above ground pool. I wasn't in a public area, so it was at my own house.
But that skin is still skinny dipping.
Yeah, I just want to make sure the listeners know. I want to let you know. I wasn't in a public place.
I don't go skinny dipping. I have to go chunky dunking.
But it was hot. So I decided to go in with no clothes.
You wouldn't even go chunky dunking, would you?
No.
He'd be anchors away.
Yeah.
All right. So you went skinny dipping in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No clothes on. Just in the pool.
And you're saying drunk or kid?
Yeah.
I'm saying kid.
I've gotten everything wrong so far. I'm doubting myself. Kid. We'll go kid. I'll go kid as well.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Okay.
Can we tell you why I thought I was a kid?
I was in first grade.
Can we tell you why I thought? Because you said it was your place, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have been drunk in front of your mom and dad. True?
Yeah.
You got to be smart with these things.
I'm trying to drop in little hints.
Oh, yeah. I got you. All right, Giddens, your second one. Last one. Chance to go.
All right. So I had a story that I originally planned, but now I've changed my mind. I'm going to go with a different story. When me and some of my friends were hanging out, we were playing billiards, and we decided that we were tired of playing billiards the standard way. So then we decided that if we could throw the balls at the balls to knock them in the holes, and then we got tired of that. So then we decided to start throwing the balls at the ceiling. And we ended up denting and putting holes in the ceiling where we were at. And we were banned from playing billiards anymore.
I got to say drunk.
I'm going to go kid just because that was something sound like a kid would do to pass time at somebody's house in their basement.
I don't think kids were playing billiards.
We were playing billiards as kids. We were kids.
You were kids.
I'm undefeated. I haven't missed one yet.
And that was in my own basement. And we were banned from playing pool anymore, me and my neighborhood friends.
All right. I'm going to talk about a certain person that I know that goes to Auburn football games and dresses up with one of those little Sears football outfits with the little helmet and everything. Kid or drunk?
Both?
Can't be both, Giddens.
Is this you or is this?
No, I didn't say it was me. It's somebody I know. It's personal.
I'm just going to say whatever Alex says because he's played this game better than I have.
Can you repeat it one more time for me?
Okay. Going to a Auburn football game, dressing up in an Auburn football outfit, one of those old ones you used to get from Sears and Roebuck that had a little, you know, dime helmet, you know?
Yeah.
Kid or drunk?
I'm going to go drunk because people do that all the time drunk.
There's no more information for me to decipher. This could easily be a kid or a drunk.
That's the whole point of the game.
Giddens. I know, but our other stories are a lot more specific. Listen,
we're not going to make it easy for you to win. I mean, come on, use your brain here.
I mean, you're already lost. You got to. Yeah. It's not going to matter.
The only way I'll make up ground is if I say kid, right?
Well, whatever you think,
kid.
It's a drunk.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
It's a drunk.
I can just imagine it right
now.
Can
you not imagine a kid doing that too?
That's the whole idea of the game.
I wanted to hear like me. I did this and I had to decide whether or not
eating out of a dumpster. Kid or drunk?
Drunk.
Okay. I mean, Giddens is still going to say it could be either because he's probably done it as a kid and a drunk.
We were doing like specific stories. And then it threw me off.
I'm just saying you could do either in that case.
Yeah, you don't have to be a kid or a drunk to eat out of a dumpster.
All right.